Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
President Biden is going to manage to even ruin the holidays. The economy, much like the global supply chain, is showing signs that it may be about to come to a grinding halt.
The normal number of container ships at anchor is 0 to 1.
Billions of dollars of goods floating in limbo. Dozens of cargo ships now stuck off the ports in Los Angeles and New York, with wait times to dock stretching up to 3 weeks.
China ran out of coal and is now rationing power to a grid that is on the verge of collapse.
And what does this tell us about that central planning ability of the Chinese government if it can't foresee some of the problems around Evergrande, if it can't foresee some of the problems around coal supplies?
We've got to get beyond this idea that Chinese leaders are some sort of fabled, you know, economic wizards. They're not. They make lots of mistakes, and they're forever having to clean up messes.
Auto industries worldwide are waiting on semiconductors, causing production to come to a stop.
This is the most severe shortage of semiconductors in years.
Hollywood is about to get hit by a massive strike.
Hollywood's been here before. The writers' strike 14 years ago lasted months and cost the industry hundreds of millions of dollars. Back then, streaming services were just starting, but the discounted pay rates they agreed then are often still in force today.
And the real estate sector is telegraphing a collapse.
The last 18 to 24 months, Jim, we've had $60 billion of capital announced that's coming into the space, but they're all going to the same markets. And so I think there's concentration risk on top of the land grab that the public companies and the private builders are buying so much land, both through options and owned, and land inflation is up over 30%.
While millions of businesses struggle to bring back an employment sector that doesn't want to come back.
As businesses try to bounce back from the pandemic, many are struggling to find workers.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
It is the worst it's ever been.
But it's happening across the retail landscape. This Ace Hardware recently launched a marketing blitz after no one applied for its open jobs.
And very soon, your Christmas tree and Thanksgiving turkey will be in short supply. As Fauci says, Christmas may be canceled.
We can gather for Christmas, or it's just too soon to tell?
You know, Margaret, it's just too soon to tell. We've just got to concentrating on continuing to get those numbers down and not try to jump ahead by weeks or months and say what we're going to do at a particular time.
Biden's $1.9 trillion American rescue plan has done little to build back better. In fact, his tyrannical mandates are fueling the greatest shortage of health care workers in U.S. history.
Please get vaccinated now.
And it won't be long before the quantitative easing machine is kicked back on to keep the stock market churning, as two Federal Reserve chairmen conspicuously quit at the same time.
And I want to give people the big picture. The reason I don't care for Yellen or Powell, because they're both Marxist. And when I say that, I get nailed. But I will read you a quote from Lenin. Okay, this is Latimer. He says, the establishment of a central bank, this is a direct quote, is 90% of a communizing of a nation. That's Yellen and Powell.
According to Michael Snyder of the Economic Blog, the mainstream media keeps trying to put a happy face on the temporary shortages, but an industry insider has let me know what is really going on behind the scenes. This particular insider runs a grocery store in Maine, and he says that things are as bad as he has ever seen. In fact, he says that he has never seen anything close to what is happening now. Snyder goes on to detail shortages of common items, from Gatorade and gallons of water to deli and bakery items. Something wicked this way comes. Get prepared now. John Bound reporting.
It's Tuesday, October 5th. Get ready. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days, 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock, 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Earth Crystal Iodine Survival Selects 2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar, and I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Emergency Tuesday broadcast. Fauci talks about staging health scare with new virus in 2019 C-SPAN video. Wow, thank you so much for joining us on this live Tuesday, October 5th, worldwide transmission. And everything's out in the open now. Project Veritas got Pfizer executives on video admitting that they know that the vaccine is destroying people's immune system, that it's a higher rate of people that are sick that are taking the vaccine, and that it's causing ADE, antibody-dependent enhancement. It's a 11-minute report. It's on InfoWars.com. It's on Project Veritas. And normally that would be a top story, that they're confirming everything that we said 20 months ago and everything we said 10 months ago and everything we said Sunday night with Mike Adams, word for word. But that's our second biggest story. Ladies and gentlemen, you saw, you heard the broadcast title today of the Alex Jones Show, October 5th, Tuesday. Emergency Tuesday broadcast. Fauci talks about staging health scare with new virus in 2019 video. Now, our amazing crew ended up staying up here until past 8 o'clock last night to bring you an emergency Monday transmission. And believe me, I didn't just come up here for fun. This is an emergency. So is today's broadcast, because this confirms they premeditatedly done this to us. And Fauci on the video with the head of Health and Human Services saying we need a new virus out of China, an avian bird flu, a SARS-CoV bird flu, to scare everyone into accepting the new mRNA technology. To, quote, blow up the existing order and system and bring in the new order where it doesn't take 10 years to get things approved. It is the smoking gun of smoking guns of smoking guns. And when you add it to Peter Daszak and the Wuhan lab and Fauci and in the thousands of emails now saying gain of function, merge four viruses, then add the HIV spike protein, which is the COVID-19 virus, it is just unbelievably open and shut that they did this. It is stunning, and it makes me very, very angry, not just all the people they've killed, not just the corporate media going along with it, not just the censorship of the truth and of treatments to try to block this engineered new virus. It's a new virus. It's not the flu. It's not a cold. It's a mix with HIV delivery system, and they did it, and they're all on video bragging, from Peter Daszak to Fauci, how they built it, how they made it. And I played three of the videos last night, and then as I was leaving, Rob Dew was showing me more videos I never saw of them bragging on other shows. He was up here until 9 o'clock last night. Absolutely insane. And so this is just the point we've gotten to here, ladies and gentlemen. that used to, I might come in at night and do an emergency broadcast once a year. I'm doing it two or three days a week now because these stories are bigger than anything I ever covered. I mean, this is end of the world type stuff that they've already begun and gotten away with. You understand the antibody crisis they've created with the ADE, antibody-dependent enhancement, is fatal in a large percentage of people that get it because you just keep coming in contact with a cold virus that's similar to the one that they injected you for. And so your body, because it's attacking the whole spike protein and not the RNA, sees everything as the same virus and freaks out because it can't get rid of it. And the spike protein is in your ovaries, your testicles, your uterus, your heart, your lungs, your brain. So your body then also attacks that. And they knew it. They did it. And they hit their primary targets, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Europe, the UK, the US, because we have a background of free market and right to self-defense and Christianity and individualism that is against the globalist system. So we've been targeted with propaganda and abortion and Satanism and multiculturalism, everything else to divide us. And now they're hitting us with the actual bioweapon. No one else is taking it. Which if you sit around and imagine them sit around inside their big councils, which they've leaked documents out of, headline, Wall Street Journal, billionaires meet in secret to discuss overpopulation, 2009, they said, well, let's do it to the West. This is Bill Gates. The West is only 10% of the population and we're 70% of the consumption. I guess it's right to kill the West first. That's why when he released those mosquitoes at a TED talk, he said, no reason the Africans should be the only ones getting malaria. Remember that? So Jack Sprat can eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean because between them, they licked the platter clean. I butchered that. Jack Sprat can eat no fat. His wife can eat no lean. So between the two of them, they licked the platter clean. They're killing everybody. And again, Europe, the United States, Canada, New Zealand, the UK are seen as Anglo-Saxon. That's been rebelling against different establishments for a long time. But, of course, they're targeting the Hispanics and blacks and Asians that live here as well. And it looks like the spike protein has an even more vicious attack on people that have melanin. Because if you have melanin in your skin, it also is a genetic trait that you have more receptor sites for the HIV spike protein. Oh, remember that about HIV? That it was much worse in Africans and, oh boy, sub-Saharan Africans, equatorial Africans, Congolese Africans, they can basically walk by an HIV virus and get it because they have the most receptor sites for that. And that's why so many brown people get HIV. Whites can get it too, but mainly white male homosexuals because it takes repeated blood product insults or massive amounts of sperm in the rectum for an Anglo to get it, or an Anglo has to get it through blood transfusion. Northern European Anglos. If you are a Sephardic Jew and have some African in you, that's Jews out of Spain, well, then you can also get HIV very easily. And that's why the numbers show that. So this is a bio attack, ladies and gentlemen, and they're targeting the West because they want to collapse it. But it particularly, and I have the Pentagon's own reports, we covered them again last night, targets brown people. And while they're, that's why you're twice as likely if you're black, not just because of the vitamin D problem, but even if you have proper vitamin D, they have studies out, and you're black, that the vaccine is even more deadly for you. That's why so many black people have died statistically compared to whites from this. So, yes, it's a bioweapon targeting brown people, but the main target point is the West to collapse it because it kills plenty of white people too. So it's on, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't even know what to say to you. I'm trying to hold it together and not crack up under this, and I appreciate the crew, and I appreciate all you praying for me. I need your prayers. They want us off the air. They're lying about us. They are demonizing us because we're telling the truth about their agenda. And that's why the information we cover here is so life and death, and it's why, however you're listening right now, tell everybody to tune into those local radio stations and TV stations, and also take the live feeds from Infowars.com and Band.Video and FreeWorldNews.TV and share them to your email, share them to your text message. That's where they have the biggest trouble censoring them. FreeWorldNews.TV is not being blocked on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter right now. I'm sure once I talk about it, the globalists will ban that URL too. But right now, FreeWorldNews.TV. Because when we come back, I'm going to try to summon my calm and my intellect to properly cover the smoking guns of smoking guns that fits into the last piece of the puzzle. I mean, we already had the puzzle put together, but this is the final piece confirming what the whole thing is in their own words. Emergency Tuesday broadcast. Fauci talks about staging health scare with new virus in 2019 video. I mean, holy Jesus save us. And that's not taking the Lord's name in vain. Jesus save us. I mean, this is just calls the name of Christ on this one. They've done it, and that means they're going for broke. They really did it. We already know that, but my God, it's now official. We'll tell you about it and play the clips when we come back. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
From the war zone that is planet Earth. Now, I'm about to cover the depopulation news and the admissions, the facts, the public statements of Fauci, the arrogance of these criminals hiding in plain view. Because remember, art imitates life. So why in so many movies with villains or sci-fi films or dystopic films does the villain brag about what they do? Because that happens in history. They love to monologue about what they're planning, very thinly veiled in front of you before they do it. Just like the Riddler or the Joker will break in on TV or radio and tell you he's sending you a treat that'll come knocking in the night in the form of, so that it makes it more fun, like the Zodiac Killer. Taunting the police. And then while we all kill each other, they wait till one of us is dead, the other's hurt. The two groups, they play off against each other. And then in comes the Siamese fighting fish to kill his exhausted foe that he couldn't have beaten before. So let's lay it out. What is this all really about? The global private central banks of the world control Big Pharma. They control the defense establishment. They control energy. They control the media. They control everything but the church. They now control academia, and they control most of the church. And now they want the family. Now they want you individually. Now they want your mind. And the Bretton Woods Agreement that was set up to make America the new British Empire at the end of World War II is coming to an end. And they're in the Financial Times of London. They're at the CFR. They put out reports saying that a new order is forming, run by the UN and NATO, with shared power by what's left of the US, the European Union, and the Communist Chinese. Russia is basically cut out of that agreement. And so they are bringing in the end of the dollar as the world reserve currency, and with it a new digital world currency tied to your COVID passport, and tied to your carbon passport. This is the official plan now being announced. I told you about it decades ago, but now it's here. It's not theoretical. It's not in beta. It's in launch mode. And once they've done that, they can fully collapse the old monetary system, destroying your wealth, destroying what you have. And for you to be able to opt into the new global currency, you're going to have to pledge a large part of your wealth into this collective system for even the right to be in the new digital currency that has blockchain and has value. And so that is what they are walking us into, and that's why they're doing the things that they're currently doing: abolishing the police, undermining the borders, collapsing the country, demonizing the nation's very existence, putting in a president that can hardly talk, that people know stole the election. To carry all this out so you get angry and upset and lose faith and finally start rioting and hitting targets that are only going to hurt you, burning down your own neighborhoods. And then after the collapse, the globalists come in with their new currency and buy everything up with their digital fiat system. But on the way to collapsing everything, they're flooding the world with yens and yans and euros and rubles and dollars that they have control of at first use to buy up industry and to buy up leaders and to buy up medicine and science and universities and other banks and warehouses and trucking companies and concrete companies and farms and ranches with all the fiat, because they've been slowly devaluing it since 1913, 100+ years ago, with the Federal Reserve. Now the dollar's only worth 1% of what it was, but still that 1% now, they're going to devalue out very quickly and leave you with the devaluation and the inflation. And that's what's being sold. That's what's being pushed. That's the savior all over the news. The new form of currency could transform the way we see money. And they go on to tell us it's going to be on how you act and where you spend it and what you do, making money, not just the tax code, but money itself, pure social engineering. And that's where we are. You have lived to see the big banks take over. And they got the whole world through fraud. They got the whole world going back over 500 years ago in Europe with the Rothschilds and others. Would be goldsmiths, and you'd keep your gold there so it wouldn't get robbed, your rubies or diamonds or silver. Make it see a big pawn shop. And then you would come, and you would give them one gold coin worth X. And they learned they would give you script saying you had one gold coin, but they learned they can loan out 10, 15, 20 times more paper script checks than what they really had. And with that, they leveraged. And there was lots of families doing it. The Rothschilds, the most famous, the most powerful. They got so powerful, they married into British royalty 300 years ago. And then in 1815, at the Battle of Waterloo, Lord Wellington defeated in his British-Prussian pincer attack Napoleon Bonaparte, and they sent carrier pigeons to the coast on fast corvette ships across to announce that morning that Lord Wellington had lost the war. And the British stock market plunged by 99%. Rothschild, of course, began selling right up front. Everybody panicked and began selling. Then they came in with the news, oh my God, Wellington has lost, British army destroyed, British empire has collapsed, Napoleon rules the earth. And then as soon as everybody started selling, he bought it all up. And now, 200+ years later, that system rules the entire planet, except for Russia and a few other countries, controls China, and now is about to put you on a digital system through an iPhone and your computer that tracks and traces where you go, what you do, that decides where you can go, what you can do, and decides what your child's going to be, and if your child will be allowed to have children, and you will be lesser than farm animals. And that's the system. So I've told you the background and why they're waging a new form of war to blow up the existing system. We're going to play that clip in a moment. And make you submit to this globalist takeover. And that's what they've done. And they admit it. They say it in the Great Reset. I'm going to play you clips when we come back. All run by face scanning. Oh, they're going to make you do it through the phone at first. But if you don't submit, it doesn't matter. The face scan will do it. And then they're going to say, well, people cover their face, so you've all got to have microchips. And that's all in Davos Group documents from 20 years ago and from 5 years ago, where Klaus Schwab says it on French TV. And now you see 60 Minutes telling you to do it. And all these fools think, I'll just go along. I'll be part of the system. I'll make money administering this. But you're coming down to the end of the road where you're going to lose everything you've got doing this. The only future is to say no to this. Plus, more importantly, it's about your soul and the decision you make against this right now. So that's the backdrop of why they've launched this bio war, make us all sick and collapsing, so things fall apart so we accept the new digital world government currency and the Great Reset. That's what they call it, the Great Reset. Build back better. Got to blow us up first. People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural organic sleep aid when you already have Knockout that works so well with 8 natural ingredients? Well, because when you've taken a certain organic blend for a decade, like I've taken this product I came up with, it doesn't work as well anymore. That's the way herbs work. You go off it a while, come back on it, it works again. So what did I do? I went to the developers and I said, make a totally different formula with a lot of other known natural healthy compounds that make you sleep deep and restful, because that's what helps your immune system, and I want it to be at least twice as strong as Knockout. Okay, be careful when you take it. It's incredibly strong. It's named Down and Out. I don't have time to get into all the ingredients in it, but it is extremely strong. We are extremely proud of it. It is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now. Sold out for more than 4 months. Now back in stock. Get your Down and Out and your Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com today. I thank you for your support because it keeps us on the air.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Here we go. Let's get into it right now, ladies and gentlemen. There's a global reset. Banks control the world through fraud. They want total social control of everything you do. When I talk about the bank, I don't mean the little farm bank, or I don't mean the local credit union, or I don't even mean the regional bank. Those are your friends. Those are good people on average. I'm talking about the private shareholders of the European Central Bank, the British Central Bank, the U.S. Central Bank, the Canadian Central Bank, the Australian and New Zealand Central Banks. Those are all owned by less than 10 families. We know the shareholder reserve of the Federal Reserve in 1913, 100 plus years ago. And they want social control over everybody they believe they own and run the planet. And they believe that you're like cockroaches that got into the cupboard that are in their food. And so they want to bring in a cashless society to be able to, again, behaviorally manipulate and control and have control over your body. And I told you this 20 years ago because it was in their own documents. I said they're going to come out with a world government with a world ID. It'll be on smartphones, I said 15 years ago, on record, semi-film endgame. And it will track and trace where you go and say where you can go and what you can do. And they will make you take GMO injections, because they said this, genetically altering injections, so that you will, quote, be better for the earth. And I remember doing research for Endgame, and we covered it 15 years ago, where they talked about, we'll give you an injection that makes you allergic to meat, so you won't be able to eat meat, and that'll lower the carbon footprint. Well, now one of Bill Gates' top people, this worked for the federal government, major universities, came out last year and said, we want to give you an injection that makes you allergic to meat. An mRNA vaccine that makes you allergic to meat. Just like I read, again, this is 15 years ago when this all came out, that they have behavioral modification mRNA. Now, there it is. Bioethicists suggest gene therapy to make people allergic to red meat or to reduce meat consumption. Shocking. 2016 clip surfaces. So, he said it again last year. So, let me just explain this. They have behavioral vaccines that, to get attention, I called brain-eating vaccines. Again, in a video I did 14 years ago that they've taken off YouTube that had about 16 million views when I took it down. And in the brain-eating vaccine video, I read the patents on live virus vaccines that eat certain parts of the brain that are receptor sites for heroin, cocaine, alcohol, cigarettes, you name it. It's the same receptors. And the viruses would then eat those receptors. Other ones would put a protein plaque in the receptor, a crystal, a prion, a lobotomy, spongiform encephalopathy. There it is. Behavioral vaccine for teen depression. Oh, you're depressed? We'll destroy those receptor sites, which are also associated with ecstasy and spiritual connections. Those are pain and pleasure amplification ports to interface with infinity. And the enemy wants those burned out. So, they've been testing them on a lot of the soldiers, telling them it's vaccines for something else. And then really, it came out, it was, quote, secret PTS testing, PTSD, where it would attack certain areas of the brain. And that's why in a lot of cases so many of these troops have committed suicide. Is not just that they're left alone and overworked and treated bad and told their victims and told that they might want to kill themselves based on whether psychologists because there's no hope. It's more of a spell and brainwashing. But a large part of it is a lot of troops have been experimented on with live virus vaccines and others that actually eat the areas in their brains associated with depression, but also with exhilaration and triumph and ecstasy and simple pleasure. See, I'm having extreme pleasure right now fighting evil. I'm designed to do it. I'm designed to be in danger. I'm designed to challenge the enemy. I'm designed to piss them off. I'm designed to work 18 hours a day. I'm designed to have children and to cook big, delicious meals and to love amazing sunsets and to hunt animals and to make love. I'm alive. I interface with the universe and enjoy it. I worship it. And through that, I worship the Creator God. Beauty and the love of beauty and the love of goodness is worship of the Creator that made it. And see, the enemy wants that cut off. They want robots. These are the big secrets, my friends. And I haven't gotten there yet, so I've gone off. I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back very judiciously in the longest segment of the hour. It's about 11 minutes long, just shy, 10 minutes, 50 seconds. I'll cover it next segment. The smoking gun of smoking guns. If you want to see the whole 40-minute presentation, we shot last night. It's the Monday emergency night broadcast with basically the same headline as today. Monday night emergency broadcast video, Fauci, HHS plotting to stage massive health scare using new virus emerges. And I wrote, top HHS official war games, the release of a new avian flu virus in China as a pretext to remove the FDA approval process and steamroll mRNA gene therapies. And Fauci agrees in the shocking C-SPAN video. Coupled with previous statements by Peter Daszak, Fauci, and others, this constitutes the smoking gun, smoking guns, as the final piece of the jigsaw puzzle, proving that Big Pharma worked with the United Nations to develop and release COVID-19 as the pretext for global conquest via the Great Reset. So, that's coming up next segment. I'm going to go ahead and talk about this now, and I really want to thank the listeners and viewers for your support, because we're under such incredible attack, and I've got a lot of plans and projects in motion, working with other folks, partnering with other folks, to be able to circumnavigate all the deplatforming and, during key junctures, be able to pop up and engage the globalist with the truth into this future time we're going, which we're now entered the beginning of. So I need major wartime capital to do this, and that's why you're going to see me on air soon, just because they're little side issues, but they're important. Selling the armored truck. It's been great. Had a lot of great coverage with it. Got a lot of attention with it for our causes, but it's going to be sold. I'm going to sell most of my guns that I don't need. I've got too many that are extra. 50 cal, stuff like that. Everything is going to go in to the full energy of the fight, because that's a ritual for me, that I need to sell my house, which is being sold right now, finally, and everything into this. Of course, I'd want to put all in on the total future of humanity and my children and your children in front of God. I mean, I could spill some blood on there. I'd do it, but that's not that kind of ritual. But it kind of feels like it should be, doesn't it? Because there will be blood spilled. And so at the end of the day, which we're not looking for, but the enemy's going to bring us into that. So be part of that ritual in front of God. Be part of the resistance. Don't just get great products you need because they make your life better. Fund this war and make sure, as we go into this fight, as I walk into that arena with my shield and my sword, and I got my helmet on, that we're all together on this, because you're that gladiator on the field as well, and that we are prepared and trained and well-fed and focused and not distracted to make sure we go in there in the Tom Brady zone. Politically, this is an allegory, and cut these enemies down with absolute precision. Total commitment. And so, I'm in maximum push zone. I was born for this. So were you. And we are going to see the whole nine yards now unfold. World government, mass extermination, you name it. But through that, we'll have victory, the greatest awakening ever, and coming back to God. So get it at InfoWarsStore.com before it sells out. It's going to sell out today. Rainforest Ultra discounted. Down and out, 50% off. And we got a big shipment of that, but it's amazing. Natural sleep aid, just so good for your immune system to get that deep sleep. Down and out, back in stock, 50% off. X2, 40% off. Super Male Vitality. Your Female Vitality is 40% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I represent Low Cost Airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Get Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jones Show. Okay, let's lay out the smoking gun of smoking guns. And it's the last big piece in the puzzle, which absolutely proves it. We've got so many videos of them bragging about how they cooked up COVID-19, and how it would give them power and control. We have Operation Lockstep. We have Crimson Contagion. We have the SPARS 2023-2025 documents. And now we have the Project Veritas. Scientists admit your antibodies are probably better than the vaccination. And they go on to say that it's causing antibody dependency enhancement. All word for word is the same things being said that the experts warned would happen and that the Pentagon's own AI system has reported on. That's breaking now in the mainstream news as well. So we've got reports on that that are going to be coming up. So we covered that last week. And over the weekend, and now the good news is it's hitting the news that, wow, the Pentagon's AI project scanned the Medicare patients, 5.6 million of them, and found you're twice as likely to get really sick if you've had the shot. But if you've had COVID and then got the shot, you're not really having any higher level problem than people that didn't take the shot. Because your body was immune to the vaccine. Because the vaccine is the virus. I mean, wow. Do you hear what I just said? In the Pentagon's own AI scan of just the raw data, you are roughly twice as likely to be in the hospital and have severe issues or death if you've had the Pfizer or Moderna shots. It's right there. We've been covering this in over 4 days, so you've already heard it and seen it. But unless you had COVID and you told the doctor and you still took the shot and that's been marked down, then you're basically at the same level of danger of COVID as if you never had the vaccine. And the COVID vaccine doesn't hurt you as bad. Because the COVID vaccine basically gives you COVID. So you see, since you already had it naturally, your body knows how to fight off the virus that's produced by the shot. Isn't that amazing? All right, so let's get to the big news here. Again, if you want to see my full report from last night, it's on InfoWars.com in the carousel right there. This is October 29th, 2019. Anthony Fauci, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases with Rick Bright, HHS Biomedical Advanced R&D Director. And they're all talking about how do we blow up the system? How do we make people get past 10 years of, you know, getting approval and just get rid of the FDA approval? And, well, we need to have a deadly virus, you know, of like the COVID-19 type released out of China. And Fauci says, yeah, that's a good plan. We also need to take over the institutions we have. So it's added with all the stuff in the bunkers and all the admissions about them creating it in China and going to the Pentagon, wanting to release it in caves on bats through nanoparticles, all that. You add all that together and lying to Congress and all of it. They have the history, the motive. They're bragging about it. They lied to Congress. They built it. They had all the battle plans for the Great Reset takeover using it, and they did. And now they're getting rich off of it. I mean, they should all be arrested for total negligence and lying to Congress, bare minimum. And then as you dig in, you find out they've admitted it and hid it in plain view. So let's play back-to-back all these clips now. Let's play the clip from 2009. Then we'll play him in 17 saying, oh, yeah, you know, Trump's going to get challenged. There's going to be a new pandemic. And then Peter Daszak in December, 2 months after the October meeting, after it's already out in the air, having a cover story that, oh, yeah, we're going to get it out of caves and create vaccines so it doesn't hurt people. But now we know they were going to actually spray the virus they made in caves and then claim it naturally occurred. So we've got them go to the Pentagon saying we're going to release this out in the open. But then we've got them publicly saying the opposite. So and then saying later, just a few months later, in February, oh, it came out of caves. It came out of wet markets. But now we know, and we have the Smoking Gun London Independent articles and the documents where they actually cooked up the whole plan. So you add all that together, folks. This is beyond Perry Mason. There it is. Wuhan scientists run by Daszak and Gates and Fauci plan to release chimeric COVID spike proteins into bat populations using skin-penetrating nanoparticles. Zero hedge. And the documents are linked right there, and there's the Telegraph article linked right there, second line. So this is now out in the open. So here are the three smoking guns. Just play a clip of A, B, and C together in order. Here they are.
Why don't we blow the system up? I mean, obviously we can't just turn off the spigot on the system we have and then say, hey, everyone in the world should get this new vaccine we haven't given to anyone yet. But there must be some way that we grow vaccines mostly in eggs the way we did in 1947.
In order to make the transition from getting out of the tried and true egg growing, which we know gives us results that can be, you know, beneficial. I mean, we've done well with that, to something that has to be much better. You have to prove that this works, and then you've got to go through all of the clinical trials, phase ones, phase twos, phase three, and then show that this particular product is going to be good over a period of years. That alone, if it works perfectly, is going to take a decade.
There might be a need or even an urgent call for an entity right. of excitement out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and processes.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem in a disruptive way and in an iterative way, because you do need both.
But it is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print those vaccines on a patch and self-administer.
Is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
And where did they come from? And we went out to southern China and did surveillance of bats across southern China, and we've now found, after, you know, 6 or 7 years of doing this, over 100 new SARS-related coronaviruses, very close to SARS. Some of them get into human cells in the lab. Some of them can cause SARS disease in humanized mouse models and are untreatable with therapeutic monoclonals, and you can't vaccinate against them with the vaccine. So these are a clear and present danger.
Yeah.
We've even found people with antibodies in Yunnan to SARS-related coronaviruses, so there's like human exposure.
Right.
We're now doing surveillance. We're just beginning another 5 years of work to look at cohorts in southern China to say, well, how frequent does this spillover happen, and is it associated with disease? Because I expect, just like Nipah in Bangladesh, there are dozens and dozens of small spillovers going on the planet any one time, which we just never see.
Sure. Yeah, they never amplify. There are a few cases, and they're just absorbed in the illness, the overall illness of the population, right?
Now you could say, so who cares? You know, and that's one argument. But our strategy is any one of those could become pandemic. There's a lot of stochasticity in what happens then.
Yeah.
So if we look at all of them, understand patterns, try and reduce the number of spillover events we've got, you know.
But if you're saying these are diverse coronaviruses and you can't vaccinate against them, there are no antivirals, what do we do?
Well, so I think that coronaviruses are pretty good. I mean, you're a virologist, you know all this stuff, but you can manipulate them in the lab pretty easily. This spike protein drives a lot of what happens with the coronavirus, zoonotic risk. So you can get the sequence, you can build the protein, and we work with Ralph Barrick at UNC to do this. Insert it into the backbone of another virus and do some work in the lab. So you can get more predictive when you find a sequence. You've got this diversity. Now, the logical progression for vaccines is if you're going to develop a vaccine for SARS, people are going to use pandemic SARS as but let's try and insert some of these other related and get a better vaccine.
And I guess also knowledge of what's there. If you see something emerging, you give it a head start on making a vaccine or a therapeutic.
That's true. And you know, better knowledge of where they are.
So here's a question. Yeah. Where have I heard of this before? Wow, back in like 1994 on TV. That's right. Where have I heard?
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers, who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.